Good morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. I'm Dean Weitzman, your host every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
There you go, folks. We got the legal out of the way. If you've got a legal question, issue, problem that you've been stewing with, give us a call today at 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly. Yes. We're back. We're live. The firm is here. We're accounted for. That's Manny Manuel Glenn.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Manuel. How are you this morning?
I'm well.
We got Eric Tactics Jackson on the keyboard.
Yes, sir.
A.K.A.
Tickling.
A.K.A. Terry.
Terry.
Oh, my gosh. That's a, oh, my Lord.
Is it a flashback?
No, it's a commercial that I voiced.
Is a flashback?
Well, no, they're currently still playing it.
Oh.
So it's current.
Current, okay.
Yeah, you know.
And the producer extraordinaire, the foreman of the jury panel,
mm-hmm.
the head of the firm,
mm-hmm.
Sarah O.
Good morning.
So before we jump into our topics for today, I thought we should at least touch upon the debate that 75 or 80 million people saw, which, you know, it's the only debate I can recall, the only debate that I waited, I don't know, counting down the days for weeks till it happened and was seated in my favorite chair in the
really?
Living room, fired up the TV, and I watched every single second.
Really?
Yes.
You were really that interested this time around?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because,
but no, I'm him. I'm
well,
saying, okay.
The future of the democracy was at stake.
Okay.
And, you know, if Ms. Harris did not do at least an acceptable job, and there's so few votes that are going to determine this election, that it very easily could have slid away from us. And so I felt like there was everything in the world on the line at that moment. And she stood up to the plate, and I think she hit a solid double.
A double?
A double.
A double.
You know, only reason you probably
No,
think,
I haven't said a thing. I haven't said anything.
I'm in your mind already.
No, you could be wrong.
The only reason you think that that anybody would think that she did better than a double is by comparison, because he was like the Three Stooges, you know. I mean, he was whiffing the ball and spinning around and falling down. His pants fell down. He had to pull his pants back up again.
One,
I mean,
two, three, stretch her out. One, two, three, stretch her out.
See, you know. Tactics. You come home from school and sit down in front of the TV.
Yes.
You know, you get the chips.
You gotta get your Looney Tunes references out of there.
You get the chips out. You got the soda out.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I had my popcorn.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you had Jiffy Pop.
There you go.
There you go.
The only reason is because of the comparison, you know. The comparison between the two was so stark and drastic that, you know, anybody could think that she did better. But because, you know, there were some things like, you know, if there was he would talk about the border and instead of, you know, instead. And she did lay it on his feet by saying that he nixed the border bill single-handedly. But
she talked about the size of his crowd.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she listen. She knew what she needed to
and
do.
And she reeled him in.
Yep. Yep.
It was like
he was a hungry
fish. It was like she said what she said. She would throw out a landmine and he would step right on it.
It was like she said, Niagara Falls. Slowly I turned, step by step. It was just like, every time, every
landmine she would put out, he'd step right on it.
Everyone.
So.
But I'll tell you what I paid attention to. Which,
go ahead.
You thought you had my head read. Afterwards, the spin rooms.
Yes.
That's what told me she did a great job, because they were doing serious damage control right away.
Even the most ardent.
Say it. The most ardent right wing.
Yeah.
She got smashed. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. That's what said it for me. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's what I paid attention to.
But
what kills me is you go in the spin room to do damage control and you're doing more damage.
Yeah. Yeah. It was enjoyable to watch.
What about the Taylor Swift effect?
We're going to get to that later in the show. Yeah. But that has definitely, I think, brought more people into the stadium who weren't there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal. You know, guys, we've got a live show coming up. Do we have a date on that? I know
October
we do.
October 20th.
October 20th.
And which is my birthday as well, but I'm going to be busy that day.
It's your birthday.
It is my birthday. Then.
Birthday boy.
Yeah, we'll have to have something there to celebrate that.
That'd be cool.
Cake or something. Yeah.
Pancakes, bacon.
Maybe. Yeah, eggs.
Mm. You're talking my language.
Me like it.
We have a live show on October 20th. It is... sisterhood event.
Celebrating the sisterhood weekend.
Sisterhood. Mm-hmm.
And Kiki Palmer will be in the house too.
Yeah. That's going to be done at the live casino.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, Rivers.
Rivers.
Is it Rivers? Yeah, Rivers. It's Rivers.
Okay.
My mistake. I'm sorry.
Nix that. We're going to be at Rivers Casino, and there's going to be a huge crowd. If you want tickets for that, you got to give the station a call.
Or, you know, go to classicsphilly.com or rnb.com.
We. My Philly Lawyer and Court Radio.
RnBPhilly.com. Let me correct that.
Okay. Court Radio is going to be giving tickets away. We have, I think, 3 or 4 sets of tickets to give away to our fans.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you'd like a ticket to the big event, send me an email to dean@myphillylawyer.com. Dean, D-E-A-N, @myphillylawyer.com. And I will...
Issue some tickets. Put you in the pot.
Yep. So I know a lot of our fans who come to our live shows, but this is going to be a combo live show. Court Radio is going to be doing a presentation that day with regard to some interesting topics, as we always do. And our listeners can come and participate in that and ask their questions and get to meet all the members of the firm. So we're looking forward to it. October the 20th. Mm-hmm. If you need tickets, give me an email, dean@myphillylawyer, or otherwise call the station. Get on the list. And there's going to be food, fun, fellowship, and some good information.
Yeah, empowerment.
Always empowerment, man. Mm-hmm. $1 billion worth of free information.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, would you think that the debate brought enough people into her fold, these wherever they are, I don't know, but the undecided voters?
I think there, when you look at the amount of volunteerism that has increased as it relates to her campaign, that tells you everything. When you got folks knocking down the door to help you for free, that says a lot. And afterwards, she's been getting a bump after the convention, after the debate, raising tons of money in an unprecedented limited amount of time. This is really something unique we're watching. So I think, and they know this, they know it's extremely competitive and they are the underdogs and they're saying the right things. They're not getting cocky or arrogant, but they're fighting tooth and nail, which I think a lot of folks are impressed by, just to see them out there swinging like this and hitting back. And I think a lot of folks woke up, so to speak, and got a good glimpse of not only her, but more of him.
Right. Who don't we, it could, you know, there will be votes for her in this election a lot that simply can't pull the lever for him.
Which is was the same issue in 2020.
Yeah.
It's basically the anti-Trump vote is just as big as the pro
Harris vote.
Harris vote.
Yeah.
What I'm impressed about is her coalition building. I mean, she's got a hefty little niche of Republicans that are vocally on her side.
But they're purely
save the party.
Right. Know. But they're not really for Democrats.
We understand that. But I'm saying everyone realizes that we all have a common threat here. And for the sake of what democracy or the planet, so to speak, we all have to form an alliance. It's you know what it is, man. It's Westeros. It's Jon Snow. It's Game of Thrones because the Night King is coming. And, you know, everyone's got to join forces, even people that don't like each other, to stop the threat. And that's what's happening right now. And the best part is there's something and someone to rally around. And it's engaging folks that before felt like they didn't have a voice. Nobody was listening or they couldn't speak up. But now everyone's feeling like, hey, we're empowered enough to speak and do some stuff. So, yeah, that's the good stuff.
There you go. All right. On the line right now, we're going to start off the show with Omar Sabir, City Commissioner. Good morning and welcome to Court Radio, Omar.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, Commissioner.
But just one slight admission, Counselor. I was Commissioner last time, but now I'm the Chairman.
Yeah, he's the Chairman now.
Chairman. Yeah. There you go. Sorry.
Put some respect on that name, baby.
Of course, we would only have the finest and best on Court Radio.
Absolutely.
Forgive my sleight of mouth.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, dude.
Omar, you're here to talk about something in particular that we kind of dovetailed in from our first start, and that is that City Council recently approved a plan to help seniors at nursing homes with the mail-in voting process. Please tell our listeners what this process is going to be like and how they can take advantage of it.
Sure. In general, right, in addition to our mail-in ballots, right, we're going to have these satellite locations that are going to be open. We're going to have 10 satellite locations that will be open across the city of Philadelphia. And we want everyone to take advantage of it. I know you're hearing about voting early, but we have these 10 satellite locations that will be open. You can walk in. You can request a ballot. It's the same thing as a mail-in ballot. Approximately less than 5 minutes. So please, take advantage of it.
When you get that mail-in ballot at a satellite location, can you then complete the mail-in ballot and hand it back to them at the satellite location?
Yes, literally. It takes less than 5 minutes. We'll print it out, and you have a private area where you can vote. And then if you have any questions about whether or not you filled out your ballot appropriately, there'll be live staff there answering all your questions. So, you know, the likelihood.
When is that open? When can people start going to these satellite locations?
Okay, so we have two open now. We have one in West Philadelphia, and they're on a rolling basis. So we opened up our first one in the primary. It's at 4029 Market Street in West Philadelphia. We have one that opened up at 5300 Chew Avenue. The shops are listed right with the French Grocery and right on the South Campus. And then we're going to open up another location on 56 in Lancaster.
Uh-huh.
Right where the Blue Book is at, and we're going to be there with Councilman Curtis Jones Jr. We're also going to have Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis, Committee of 70, State Senator Vincent Hughes. So we're going to have a ride, we're going to have a DJ, we're going to have food there. It's going to be a ribbon cutting, and it's also National Voter Registration Day. So this Tuesday, we're going to come on out, 56 in Lancaster, right in that shopping center, right next to the Popeyes. You cannot miss us. You will see the balloons, you will see the festivities, and we'll be there.
Now, can somebody come from, you know, a different neighborhood to that location and still be able to get a ballot and cast a vote even though they're not in their voting district?
Oh, yeah, citywide. So no matter what part of the city you live in, you can use those satellite election offices. It doesn't matter what part of the city that you live in, you can use them. So even if you live all the way up in the Northwest, you can come down to West Philadelphia, you use that satellite location, and I tell you, these are game changers, and we're going to have them open all year long. It's not just going to be for the president's election, so we're going to keep it open all year long.
Wow. Can people, and this Tuesday when that satellite office opens, can people actually cast their vote that day?
No. The ballots will come out around October the 1st.
October.
That's when you'll be eligible to do it, October the 1st, right? All those court challenges and everything, our ballot will be ready. We anticipate around October the 1st. Then you'll be able to walk in. You'll be able to, even if you're unregistered, you'll be able to get registered, right? After you, you know, fill out your registration form. It may take you about 20 minutes for it to get settled into the system, and then you come on back, and then we'll print the ballot out, and then you can vote. Now, if you're already registered, it'll take about 5 minutes for you to go ahead and print the ballot up.
Wow. Okay. Let me ask you another question. It is estimated that about 400,000 people have slid from the Taylor Swift endorsement site to register to vote. How is that going to impact the city? Do you think it's going to impact the city? Do you think we're going to have a lot more registered voters this time around than ever before?
Or have you seen it already?
Increase in volume.
So what we have seen, right, since the assassination attempt on former President Trump, President Biden stepping down, and Kamala Harris in the race, literally, we have been called to drop off blank voter registration forms, like, everywhere. Like, it's just going through the roof.
Wow.
Now, whether or not we receive them back completed, that's another issue. So the deadline for you to register to vote is October the 21st at 11:59 p.m. So we still have time to really see, you know, what happens, but we feel excited. I mean, enthusiasm is like it was when President Barack Obama was running. We'll see. I mean, all indications say that they are, but you got to realize, too, Dean, you know, we have almost automated voter registration in our state now, thanks to Governor Josh Shapiro, some of the events that use, you know, about 93% of eligible Philadelphians are registered now. Mm-hmm. You can get registered at the DMV. Mm-hmm. You can get registered when you're applying for your SNAP benefits. I mean, it's very easy for you to get registered now, and with the online registration now. So mostly everyone is registered. So we are definitely, you know, everyone is excited. We need people to vote now. They're not voting, man.
Mr. Chairman, this always comes up. Tell everyone again, and you've been on the national stage with this. We remember the last time Philadelphia was on Front Street. You were right there. How secure are these elections?
Hold on, man. Well, y'all keep shorting me up on this show, man. I'm on the international stage, man.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm sorry.
You got cutting my chair, man. You said international, man.
All right, so Mr. Chairman, Mr. International Chairman, forgive me.
Man. Yes.
He has a real hard time walking down the streets of when he's in Spain and England. Oh my God, they line up
like Elvis, man. Yeah. Oh my, the chairman is here.
Did you see? Is that Omar? Come here. Look at that. Is that Omar over there?
Can we get a selfie? Can we get a selfie? You got your own theme music and the horns behind it.
Okay, so where were we?
How secure, sir?
Oh, secure, right.
Secure, yeah.
How secure are these elections?
So the elections they have always been secure, right? For every procedure that we did in 2020, as far as election procedure, the former President Trump's campaign to the Republican Committee had sued us, took us to litigation in court for every procedure that we done. So we got sued about, 44 times, 43 times? I don't lost count. That's about, it's about that. And we were victorious every step of the way.
I'm so sorry. Say it again. Say that again. You were what?
We were about 43-0 in court. We won 43 times. Something like that. It's a high number.
I know who else won.
The undefeated.
The election lawyers won.
Yeah, Singa.
Oh, my goodness. It was so much work.
Yeah.
Yes, they did, Dean.
Yeah.
A major shout out to our solicitor who was handling a lot of those cases. It was Marcel Pratt. He was the city solicitor.
Great job.
They worked in conjunction with the Hangley Law Firm. They was outstanding. So they did a great job.
Question: are y'all gonna do the camera, the 24-hour camera?
That's happening now already, isn't it?
Well, I'm talking about when they count the votes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we do it every election. I mean, yeah. You can physically with a camera watch the whole entire process every time when you
live
your vote by mail ballot. It's under 24/7 surveillance. So it's like it's crazy because the election deniers, they just tell bold-faced lies. They said that we were taking ballots, going across the Benjamin Franklin Bridge, meeting with Italian mobsters, and I was taking ballots. I said, man, what the heck is this? They had these dark blogs. And again, it's all designed to cast doubt on our election, and we must be vigilant and say, hey, listen, our elections have always been secure. I mean, we started maintaining voting lists since 1791. So think how long 1791 is. Like, that's how long that's when we started maintaining the voting list. So, you know, people want to tell lies. They can tell lies if they want, but our election operation is intact. And not just here in Philadelphia. I mean, it's intact all across our country.
Yeah, there's no computer system that all the votes go through, so somebody can't hack into it.
And that's what a lot of people think.
It's all individual. It's all individual, and it's all paper. I mean, everything is confirmable and auditable after the fact. They've never found more than a few votes in any given election that were improperly cast. It happens, okay? But certainly not to the level that would change the outcome of any election ever in the lifetime of anybody.
I think what you had were a lot of people who for the first time were really paying attention to an election and were caught off guard because they really didn't understand how elections work. What you just said, a lot of folks didn't understand. And, for instance, even the three-hour time difference, if it's 10 o'clock someplace else, it's still 7 o'clock elsewhere. So, yeah, the numbers are going to change when you go to bed. No one stole your numbers. It was a three-hour time difference. And polls closed at different times. I mean, it was just crazy.
One last thing, Omar. What's the story with absentee ballots? When are they due in? When do they have to be postmarked by, et cetera?
Sure. So I go with the postmark first because we hear a lot about rejected ballots across our state. And half of the ballots that are rejected across our state as the election workers from all our counties, Pennsylvania has 67 counties, we receive those ballots after Election Day. We can't accept any postmarks. So Tuesday, November the 5th at 8 p.m. sharp, we have to have the completed ballot in our hands. So what we're recommending you do is use our Eagles Green Dropbox locations when you want to return your ballot. That's the first choice. If you want to use the postal system, it's fine to use it, but we're asking you to at least put it in the mail 2 weeks prior because if you make a mistake on your ballot, we will notify you so that you can rectify your ballot. So as soon as you get your ballot, when you receive it, please put it inside the mailbox. But at least give it 2 weeks. If not, put inside the Eagles Green Dropbox locations, and you don't have to have any excuse for you to vote by mail.
So,
Governor Tom Wolf signed into law Act 77. There's no excuse. You don't have to. There's no. All the red tape is gone. If you want to vote by mail, we can send it to you.
So you don't need to come. You don't need to say you're out of town. You don't need to say you're too sick to get out of bed. You don't need to. None of that stuff. If I want to vote by absentee ballot, I have the right to do that regardless. I just don't want to go out of my house and go to a ballot place. I can do it.
Yes. Now, if there is an emergency absentee, we may have to come back for this one, but after the deadline, you can do an emergency absentee ballot. You know, there's certain requirements, things like that, but that's after the deadline.
And that's an exception to the rule that, folks, you should not rely upon. Right. Bottom line is the ballots must be physically in the possession of the city of Philadelphia or whomever you're wherever you're voting, whatever county you're in. It has to be in the hands of the county by 8 p.m. on voting day. And
right,
if you are mailing it, you have to leave enough time for the Postal Service to get that ballot into the hands of the county before 8 p.m. on voting day. After that, no ballots are going to be counted in this election. So vote early and take advantage of the absentee ballot if that's what you want to do. I enjoy going out to the polling place and looking my opponents in the eye and sticking my finger in there.
Yeah. Well, not only that, I think this year is going to be very interesting as far as the party atmospheres that they're looking at me to do something. You know, a little something-something on that day.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm available, Commission. I mean, you got an office opening this week, and I'm around. Call a brother, y'all. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's gonna be quite the atmosphere.
What you say? Man, you want to come and do the MC Tuesday?
Absolutely.
9 o'clock in the morning?
I'll be right there.
He'll be right there.
Okay. He loves that stuff.
Yeah.
If
there's a bad snowstorm and you need a shovel out, he's there too for
been
that.
Been there, man. Been there.
Yeah. He's a neighborhood guy. All right, listen, we got to run, Omar Sabir, city commissioner extraordinaire
chair.
There you go.
International.
You have a great day and good election, sir. Thanks for being a part of Court Radio's family.
Thank you, sir.
Sure. Real quick, that's a good number, 215-686-VOTE.
Say it again.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah.
215-686-VOTE. If anyone have any questions, or go to our website at vote.philla.gov. And I talked to Sarah already. I'm coming back. I want to be in studio.
All right. There you go.
For the election.
Right. See you
got to bring some snacks, though, Omar.
No problem. I got you.
All right.
I can do what I got with snacks.
He know the assignment.
Have a good day.
I tell you what, it has never been easier to vote.
No, it has not. No, it has not.
In terms of being convened.
Which scares the hell out of the Republicans. I don't know why.
Well.
The only way they win is if they have their uber Republican people who will fight through storms and
tooth and nail.
Yeah, and they'll get there. And they think the Democrats are lazy and we're not going to put the effort into getting the vote out.
It's just amazing when you think of the Jim Crow era and what black folks had to go through just to cast a vote, the hoops you had to go through. Now, like, you can lay in your bed, absentee ballot, watch your TV, boom, boom, and have everything delivered. I mean,
yeah, it's hard to discourage voting when it's so easy to vote.
It really is.
And it seems to me a lot of times discouraging the voting process is the way they think they can win.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, it's the way they have to win.
Because they never win the popular vote.
Right.
Yeah.
At least not this Republican Party. You know,
not this iteration. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I mean, God willing, I look forward to the days when they actually have some ideas and proposals that make sense and people can be looking at the issues. But this is not an issue campaign. This is a let us save the democracy campaign. And so we must do what we must do.
Like I said, it's the Night King. He's coming's tactic, and we all got to join forces. We all don't like each other, but we got to do what we got to do to save the kingdom.
Yes. I like your fantasy references.
That's what we got to do, man.
215-227-2727. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back in 2 minutes. When we're back, we're taking your calls, so keep them coming. I see the lines are lighting up. 215-227-2727. You want to jump in on this topic or ask your legal questions? We're here for you. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, My Philly Lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, We will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
We're back. We're live in the studio. I am Dean Weitzman, your host here at Court Radio every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We take our listeners' calls seriously in our effort to try to answer and provide some legal empowerment to you, our listeners. We were talking to Omar Sabir, City Commissioner, Chairman of the City Commission. And we were talking about voting and getting your absentee ballots, if that's what you want to do, or registering to vote. There's going to be citywide stations that you can go to. They'll be able to get you registered, print a ballot. You can fill it out. You can return it there. It's pretty easy these days. And
it really is.
Yeah. A lot easier than before. Yeah. But in any event, we've got calls we're going to take. Let's go to Arthur on line one.
Good morning, Arthur.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning.
What's going on? Arthur, what's going on with you?
I had dental plant put in January of 2023. They fell out about 4 or 5 weeks later. Mm. I had them done here in Philadelphia when I got to Florida, and I had to get the information sent back to the dentist here. So when I came back in April, they put the implants in. They lasted until August of 2024. They fell out.
Okay, so we're talking about individual implants, single-tooth implants?
Yes.
Okay.
So, are there any warranties on when they put those
sure,
in?
Sure, there is. Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, if not,
so like three on each side.
Three on each side. Okay, and all six fell out.
At one, yes.
Wow. Ooh. Sounds like some defective work was done. But here's the thing: you got to go now to another dentist, right? And you got to get he or she to tell you, A, why they fell out, and to see if it was the responsibility or the work product of the first dentist. Like, they didn't do it right. They didn't do the right procedure or process.
Yikes.
Then you need to have an estimate done to fix it if they can be fixed. That's your damages. So whatever it's going to cost you to make it right, if it can be made right, are your damages. And then you would bring a lawsuit against the first dentist for that amount, along with a report from the second dentist that lays out why the first dentist didn't do a proper job. You know, this may be something that is, interesting to an attorney to handle. We certainly have a network of attorneys who do dental malpractice at My Philly Lawyer. But the first question is, what is it going to cost you to rectify the bad work done by Dentist One, assuming that the second dentist believes there was bad work done? Typically, if I recall correctly, it's somewhere between like $3,000 and $5,000 per tooth for an implant. It's not
really?
Yeah, it's not cheap. Not
I
cheap.
Wow. I paid $15,000.
There you go.
Woo.
So that's cosmetic dentistry. That's what it costs. I mean, he could get a bridge or whatever, but he didn't want that. He wanted to have
individual
teeth that are in all aspects just like your regular teeth. Mm-hmm. So his damages may cost him $15,000 to have them re-implanted. He probably needs it wouldn't surprise me if he needs to have bone implants put into his jaw in order for the implants to have something to hold on to. And that probably wasn't done properly on the first go round. That would be my prediction. But again, you got to move on to a new dentist, Arthur, and you got to start this process of trying to figure out how to make it right and what it's going to cost you.
I had no idea.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Arthur,
thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great Saturday. Good luck with your mouth. 215-227-2727. The number for all things legal in Philly. You got a legal problem? You call that number.
I suddenly got a pain around the jaw area.
You scared of dentists?
Oh, he can make the jawbreaker can make a punk out of anybody. Yes.
Yes?
Please. Are you kidding? When I've gone... Give me the works. I want the injections. I want the laughing gas, the noxes. Give me everything. Knock me out. I want to enjoy the experience. I don't want to. The one time I had to get an extraction, they had to give me 13 needles. For some reason, it just was, oh, yeah. And that sword, I mean, that spear, that needle they used.
Your face was numb for a month.
Man, listen. But when they
he's talking ubby-dubby.
Another time I had to go to the orthodontist downtown, and I remember the guy looking at me and said, who are you, sister? I'm the guy who's going to knock you out. He said, start counting backwards. I counted backwards. I was gone. For 3 seconds. I woke up in another room. I don't know how I got there.
Your clothes had been taken off.
But I did not know that I didn't know implants were that expensive. Mm. That is something. But we don't hear a lot about this side of malpractice. Not the dentist we don't hear a lot about.
Well, because usually let's say a dentist messes up and takes out the wrong tooth or... Mm. Doesn't give you treatment properly, and you end up losing a tooth because of it. That's you can have a new tooth put in. It's a $5,000 correction.
All right.
You know, and so it doesn't have a lot of value. Well, you still have to jump through all the same hoops as you would with any malpractice claim. You have to have an expert who will testify against the dentist you believe committed malpractice. Mm. And so the cost of litigating that case is far greater than the value of that case.
But if someone has insurance, is it really the difference of maybe the deductible?
Insurance is not going to put an implant in your mouth.
Oh. Mm.
Okay. I don't think almost 90, I'm sorry, almost 100% of the insurance companies, I don't want to say 100 because I'm not certain, but a vast majority will not do any cosmetic dentistry, you know, maybe orthodontics. Right. Okay, right. So you're going to get braces maybe if your teeth are, flipped out. Maybe that's included in your coverage, but not cosmetic dentistry.
So basically, if your teeth got knocked out for whatever reason...
Mm-hmm.
The insurance is probably not going to pay for that
car accident, teeth hit the steering wheel.
Well, then you're going to have the car insurance is going to pay for it, not your health insurance. So, yes, okay. If you are my client and had your teeth knocked out by the steering wheel, those are damages that I will get the auto carrier to pay. But in any event, I would say that they just don't, generally speaking. Now, you get an infection. They don't treat the infection properly. You lose half your mouth and part of your face. That's a dental malpractice case that has substantial, significant value.
You know, but that doesn't happen often.
It doesn't. It doesn't, which is, I'm sure dentists don't pay a lot for malpractice insurance.
Mm.
But if we have any listening, go right ahead and let us know how bad it really is. Mm. But I would say that dentists are one of those areas of medicine that are probably sued the least frequently because it's easy to correct mistakes. 215-227-2727. How about Berta on line 3, Eric?
Good morning, Berta.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you watch the debate, Berta? Did you watch the debate?
Yes, I did.
And did you like it?
Was I watched. It was a clown show, but what could I say?
Did it change your opinion on who you're voting for?
Well, I always knew who I was going to vote for. I couldn't care if he was. I don't know. Popeye could run against him, but I would vote for Popeye.
There you go.
Put it that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of Bertas out there. A lot of Bertas. All right, so you're not calling for that. What's up, Berta? What can we do to help you today?
Okay, my son has been getting letters from his grandpa's inheritance. So, okay, the person, he talked to some people, and they told him the only way he could get his money if the executor of the estate sign off on it. So I'm trying to figure out how could he get his money. And the government, I guess those letters from the government and as well as other people who sees that you have money online, does he need the executor of the estate to sign off?
Okay.
To get his inheritance?
That's a complex question that you haven't given me enough information. So you're saying the word executor. I assume, therefore, there is a will and then there is an estate, like he's got bank accounts and properties.
No, there is no, as far as I know, there is no will. It was a family dispute, and the father was taken out of the nursing home, but she went to this other lawyer, and I guess they told her, well, you have to sign the papers to be the executor. So I don't know exactly how that worked or how it went, but I know when my son went to get his money, because the letters have been coming from the insurance company and everything, but when he goes to really to check into it, they said that he needs the executor.
Okay, so let's just clear up a couple terms here. When you do not have a will and you're appointed by the court, you're the administrator of the estate. A small correction, but it's meaningful. So the administrator of Grandpop's estate has a duty to pay all legitimate estate bills. It could be the last nursing home bill. It could be the funeral bill. Whatever legitimate bills of Grandpop are, they get paid first. If there are any liens against Grandpa's estate, they would have to be paid. Once all those things are paid, if there's still money left over after the fact, that would then go to the beneficiaries of his estate.
Question.
If there's no will, right, the beneficiaries could be a long list of people. It could be all of his grandchildren. It could be any children that he still has alive. And everybody would take their pro rata share of that.
But who is the administrator if it's under intestate?
Whoever applies, whoever's next of kin, gotcha, gets the first shot at it. And then, you know, but if they don't want to do it, somebody else in the family could do it. There, you know, that isn't determined absolute, you know, this is it. It's got to be this person.
Right.
It could be anybody who wants to step up and handle it. But that person then has to account to the court as to what they did with the money, right, where it went. And you can ask for an accounting. You know, if you're a beneficiary, you can go to the court and say, I want an accounting for this estate. I want to know where the money is, what and where it went and who got it and how it was spent. So that's something that your son can do. He can go to court, get the court term and number for the estate, because every estate that is registered is assigned its own number. And that number then is the caption on the document you file for requesting of an audit. You have to use that number to let the court know which estate you're dealing with.
Okay. Well, I don't even think – I know she's a little off, but I don't think she even know that she's a administrator or whatever of the estate because, you know, we can't find her. We don't know where she is. So that's why I'm going to ask you, would the money stay in limbo or do, as you just said, go down and ask for the number or for the estate and everything?
Yeah, the estate has to get raised. If there's money in an insurance company and the beneficiaries are not available, because usually on an insurance policy, you have a designated beneficiary. They just, the money goes outside of the estate. It doesn't pass in the estate. It goes directly to the beneficiary. If there is no beneficiary, the beneficiary who is listed is now deceased, then that policy may go to the estate. But the estate has to get a formally raised, if it's a City of Philadelphia estate, down at the Register of Wills office in the City of Philadelphia. If one estate is not raised yet, you can attempt to raise that estate, and you can become the administrator. Your son can become the administrator. And you simply go down to the Register of Wills with the name of the decedent, the date of death, and they'll let you know whether an estate has yet been raised.
Okay. All right. We do have the papers. I do have the papers for that, the date of the death and everything. But, you know, I stay out of other family people business, but I was just worried about, you know, my son getting his portion of, you know, how old is your son? Well, he just turned 21, so,
He can go down. He can go down to the Register of Wills and with his grandfather's name, date of death, date of birth. Mm-hmm. And he could ask them if an estate has been raised. They'll let him know that. And if there's an administrator appointed, they'll tell him who the administrator is.
But that's what I'm saying. We can't find the administrator.
Well, you don't know one is appointed yet until you go down to the Register of Wills and ask them if the estate has been raised and who the administrator is. Right now, you're just presuming you know. I want you to confirm that by going to the Register of Wills office with the information for them to help you.
Okay, that'll be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Berta. Have a great Saturday.
Please.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk to online two, Al. Big Al. Hey, Al. Welcome to Court Radio.
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing there? I was calling because I had a question that has to do with the legal. We have a president, an ex-president, who's an idiot. And every time he opens his mouth, in my opinion, he puts his foot in it. So recently, he spoke about the Haitians. And every time that this guy has a track record of doing this, every time he talks about a group of people, then there's attacks, death threats, and so on. Could the Haitians as a group, or any group that he consistently offends like he does, can they file a lawsuit against him?
Good question.
This dude was reading my mind.
The lawsuit would sound in defamation, slander, libel, and the question is, has he committed those acts? That would be legally determined to be defamation or libel. And did they suffer a harm as a result of that? And the answer, you know, probably is yes, that there may be a lawsuit that is brewing with his comments.
So then it becomes, is it a mass tort or is it a class action?
That's my next question.
Yeah, it could be both.
Okay.
It's the individual damages which would determine whether, like, if they all had the same damages or similar damages, then it could be a class action. If somebody's damages were, like, one person is actually harmed, somebody attacks somebody because they're Haitian, and they were walking by Fluffy, and they thought, uh-oh, they're going to attack Fluffy. And they, you know, jump on the Haitian and harm him. And they go, well, Trump told me you were eating my dogs. That person's damages would be substantial versus the community member who is just seen in a bad light.
Or just threatened. There's a difference between actual harm and being threatened.
And
scared.
Right. Mm. Now, when you think about it that way, I mean, probably most of the country could sue Trump because he said defamatory things about a whole lot of people, Gold Star families, disabled individuals. You know, we could go on and on. We could spend a show doing all of his, you know, bad statements.
The blacks,
but sort of kind of like, you know,
it's a black job.
If we go into like Giuliani's case in Georgia with the two election poll members,
mm-hmm. who were
threatened based on his comments.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's a perfect example of what Al was just asking about.
Yeah.
Statements made, false statements made that caused harm to another.
Yeah.
Al.
Ruby Freeman.
On the whole, when you have somebody that's like this man who's gotten away with so much, we have not been active enough on our side. I'm talking about as far as the general public, more so on the Democratic side. We haven't been active enough to put some brakes on this whole situation with this man, because he's getting away with what he has because the courts seem to be leaning towards helping this guy out in the process, even though the fact that he's running for president. Well, really, as far as the judge is concerned, the way I see it, it doesn't matter that you're running. You committed crimes. You're to be prosecuted. And it's frustrating for us to sit back and watch this happen when, you know, somebody steals a loaf of bread because he's hungry. Well, he's in jail for 3 to 5 years.
Right.
I mean, it's like, what are we doing with the way that the system is being ran? And I think that we're too lackadaisical when it comes to filing these lawsuits, like even with the Supreme Court. I honestly, I started looking up some things and say, why could we not, why could the women file class action lawsuits against the Supreme Court? These guys are bought and paid for. The evidence is there. Mm-hmm. Why don't they go after these people?
Yeah, listen, a lot of what you are talking about may be inappropriate for a legal battle because they're more appropriate for a political battle. If if he loses, he may go to jail on any number of these cases that are already pending. If we have a House and a Senate, which are democratically run institutions, and they decide that the Supreme Court should have term limits and a list of ethics rules that they have to abide by, or they impeach one of the Supreme Court justices or several for their illegal behavior of taking kickbacks from litigants before them, then you solve your problem. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the will of the people as a majority, then it becomes a lot more difficult to handle these kinds of cases in a court of law. And as far as the justices go, there's judicial immunity that would protect them for a lot of what they do. But in any event, we've got to run to a break, Al. Thanks. You've really got us thinking about some interesting things. Have a great Saturday, sir.
All right. Take care.
Folks, we'll be back in 2 minutes. Keep those calls a-coming. It happens every day here in Philly. You're walking your dog or headed to work, and in a split second, you're on the ground in pain because of someone else's carelessness. I'm Dean Weitzman. For over 35 years, my Philly lawyer has been fighting for people just like you. You can't work. Medical bills are piling up, and you need cash to take care of your family. Slip and fall, we've got you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. Accidents happen. It's that simple, right? I'm Dean Weitzman. Every day someone in Philly takes a fall because someone else didn't do their job right. That's where My Philly Lawyer steps in. You need physical therapy? Check. Need someone to take on the insurance company? Check. You need cash? Check and check. We've been winning for over 35 years. Slip and fall? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, We will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most. You're cruising down the boulevard listening to your tunes and bam, some idiot runs a light, messing up you and your car. I'm Dean Weitzman. Bad drivers causing accidents are a fact of life in Philly. Another fact, with over 35 years fighting for people like you, My Philly Lawyer knows how to get you the help you need and make insurance companies pay. Victim of a car accident? Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
We're back. We're live. I'm Dean Weitzman, your host, every Saturday morning right here on 100.3 WRNB.
And Classics 107.9.
The firm has assembled today to answer your legal questions.
We have
time for one more. We have line four, Eric, Ms. Carter. Oh, Ms. Carter, welcome to Court Radio.
Ms. Carter.
Agent Carter.
Carter.
Has there ever been an official name for that sound?
That dreaded sound.
That's the one constant in all of phonedom. That sound is still there.
Yeah.
The busy signal.
The busy.
No, that's not the busy
signal.
That's
the deadline.
That's the deadline. Yeah. That's the disconnect signal, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The deadline signal. All right, well.
You're old, man.
Yeah.
My bell.
Ms. Carter had a car she took in for some work to a dealership.
Right.
Not to a dealership. And then it was transmission work. And then she had to go to the dealer and have the work done twice. Does she have a case against the first place? Every job like that has some sort of warranty of merchantability, which essentially says you paid for what you were supposed to get and you should get it. However, you really got to show that they did something wrong. You know, these are not matters which you can go, hey, I had it done once and a month later it broke again and I went back to another place and they had to do it again. Well, that does not necessarily mean that place number one did something wrong. You could have an old car. It could have had a failure in the first instance that was a different failure than the second instance, yet the outcome was the same. The transmission gave loose.
But that's determined by the person that did the second job.
That is determined by an expert of some sort.
Of some sort.
And so whether that's the person in the second job or yet a third person, but you need to have somebody who's going to say, place number one did X, Y, and Z incorrectly. Had they done it properly, it would have lasted for 2 or 3 years or 10 years or whatever. And the fact that it broke a week later shows me that this part they used failed. They didn't use the proper part. They didn't do something right. And then you've made a case to bring a claim against the first place for a refund of your money. Or if the damages that they caused are greater than that, maybe even more than a refund of your money. But again, you have to show that the first place messed up. And that's not something that comes from Ms. Carter's mind or mouth, but from an expert in the field of automotive transmission.
When you said expert, for some reason, Ms. Vito from My Cousin Vinny popped in my head.
So
you don't remember that, do
once
you?
Again, I tell you guys, I watch it, it's flushed out.
Yeah.
She won an Oscar for that portrayal. I'm just
really
saying. Yeah.
Was that Tormeo or Torme?
Marissa Tomei. Yeah.
Wow.
Good for you.
All right, you're getting better.
Yeah, you are.
I'm trying. It's the medicine. Prejudin.
Prejudin.
Oh, we'll see you on a commercial.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm Dean, and I'm on Prejudin.
He'd be like, Fred.
Okay.
That's
a wrap, boys. That's a wrap. Folks, we will be back next Saturday at the same time, same place, and we look forward to sharing it with you. See you then.